No one is perfect. That's why pencils have erasers. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we learn what to do if you're feeling depressed and lonely. Enjoy.
One of the stories I talk about and I share the most here is the story of how when I moved back from China, I was incredibly depressed. I'd been 24, I had the most epic year of my life, and I came back home, moved back in with my parents, didn't know my purpose, what to do, didn't have a job, didn't really have any friends because I went to college away from home, nothing to do all day, no purpose, and for me, I felt like honestly some days I had no real reason to be alive. But since then, thankfully, I haven't really ever struggled with depression since, and I want to share what I think is the most essential thing you do. If you're slogging through crap every day, you feel depressed, you're going through some difficult life event, and you really just want everything to stop for a while. In this video, I want to share the exact practice I recommend above all. Now, one exercise I did during that depressed period of life has been journaling. And I find that journaling is one of the most powerful exercises to go from confusion to clarity. So obviously, if you're having like severe depression, go see a doctor, do what's safe, talk to people. But if you feel like for a prolonged period of time, you're going through something and you just hate life, this is the one practice above all that I can recommend that has helped me more than anything to keep momentum in my life. The practice is very simple and it's just never stop doing the foundational rituals. Okay? Never stop doing the foundational rituals that keep your life moving forward. And let me explain this a bit more. So over the last 7 or so years, about 6, 7 years, I've been into personal development. I've had my business for 5 years. And in those years, I've fallen in love, I've been dumped, I've gotten into like best relationships and the worst relationships in my life. I've been the peak of like my business is actually working and I've been where I thought it was going to fail and I would have to go find a job again. I mean, I've been through perfect health, health crisis. I've seen so much shit in the last 6 years of my life, but here's the thing. In those 6 years, the main thing that has gotten me through and has kept me going and most important to me, growing and continually making progress, has been that one principle. To no matter what happens, every day I get up and I do the same rituals that keep my life together. Now, in that time period of my life, I put together something called the Doomsday Document. The Doomsday Document is a list of all the aspects of my life: relationships, health, happiness, finances, etc. And in those sections of my life, the different facets of life, I wrote down what habits I was doing every day to have that part of my life amazing. So when I was my fittest, what was I doing every day? When I was my happiest, what was I doing every day? In the best relationship I'd ever been in, what was I doing every day? When I was the most fulfilled and sleeping the best, what was I doing every day? So I call it the Doomsday Document because if my life ever goes to hell in that aspect of my life, I can just refer back to that and go back to what are those daily rituals. But in this video specifically, I want to go more into a tactical process I'd recommend for staying on track, or if someone close to you just died, you just got dumped and you wonder what the point of life is now without that person. If you're going through a health crisis and you don't know how things are going to go forward, do these things every day and I guarantee life will be incredible. So really these four practices, it's like a tripod in a sense. You have the three pegs and you have the center of it. And what I want you to think of as all of these practices are designed to make you feel good. That's it. They're designed to make you feel good. Wake up, be in a good mood, be able to get through the day. So the first part of this pyramid is health practices. The second part is emotional health practices. The third part is contribution. And the fourth part is spirituality or deeper meaning. So when I say health practices, what I mean is the more depressed you are, the more you're hurting because you got dumped, the more you feel that loss of your mom or your dad, the more that your business or company just failed and you feel like this massive failure, the more you need to religiously exercise 5 days a week. It doesn't mean like grinded out crazy workouts, but if you don't feel well and you're tired, you have to be doing the workouts, some kind of exercise, just to get circulation going. I didn't realize the importance of this until I started studying Chinese medicine, because emotions literally can be moved through exercise. Emotions produce that knot in your throat, the knot in your stomach. Emotions produce sometimes heart attacks or sometimes strokes, insomnia, anxiety, depression even. And exercise can literally, physically move the emotion, because the emotion gets stuck in the body. It's like a somatic memory. So exercise is so essential on a daily basis. The obvious of eating well, of taking time, of not rushing if you can afford to do that. For me, the emotional practices revolve around, first of all, getting everyone in your life into two buckets. The ones that make you feel good, the ones that make you feel bad. And then spending more time around the people that make you feel good. That is the essence of the feel-good practice. But at the same time, it's dealing with whatever emotional beliefs or traumas or whatever frustrations are coming up that are emotional, whether they're rational or irrational. So if you have this belief that it's never going to get better, how are you going to feel better if you tell yourself every day it's never going to get better? Of course you're going to feel like crap if you just got dumped by someone and you're like, I'm never going to find someone that good again. Of course you're going to feel miserable because you're telling yourself this story that it can only get worse, or that my company just failed and my wife's going to divorce me. My kids are going to hate me. I can't put food on the table. That belief, of course, is going to produce suffering every single day. So quickly going through those beliefs and just catching them right when you see them.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.